Yeah. Oh, so good to be here to see all your lovely faces. And welcome to March, right? A brand new month, which means a brand new theme on this brand new day. That's the title of my talk. See how I did that? I worked it right in. So I did want to just backtrack a little. 2024 CSL Global Focus this year is Grand Rising. And so this year, we're looking at exploring ways to step into our greatness as both individuals and as community. And so each month, we have a different theme. And this month, the theme's a bit of a brain teaser, at least for me. The theme is, that's how we've never done it. And I hear that, and all I think is, yeah, we don't do it that way. This is how we do it. End of discussion, right? But there's another way of looking at that, right? That's how we've never done it, spoken with curiosity instead of judgment, can mean, hey, you know what? We've never tried it that way. Let's try it. Let's do something different, right? Suddenly there's an opening. There's an opening for something new to explore and for possible solutions to emerge. It opens a brand new approach, a brand new day, right? So that's what we're talking about this month, right? It's just all about newness. It's about being new, trying something different. You with me?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So when I chose the title, A Brand New Day, my first thought was the saying, there are only two type of people in the world. There are those who wake up in the morning and go, good morning, God. And then there are those that wake up and go, good God, it's morning. Right? Yeah. Which one are you, right? Well, I know for me, it depends on the morning. Yeah, right? I mean, there are some mornings I wake up just brimming with gratitude for the fresh start that's being offered in this brand new day. And looking forward to the newness, the possibilities, the potential that the day can hold. And then, of course, there are days I wake up and my first thoughts are of mistakes, missteps from the past, regrets, dread about what's coming up, anxious. And you know, the thing is, the day holds the same possibilities. The same potential, the same newness. What's different is how open I am to it. Right? It's all about me. Ernest Holmes suggests this affirmation. You may want to take this one into to your bedside. I rise to meet the new day, filled with confidence and strength. I rise and go forth into the dawn, inspired and refreshed by the living spirit within me. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that powerful, right? Inspiring, meeting each day with confidence and strength. Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. Some days easier than others, right? But so here's my theory. I think it all comes down to our relationship with change. Right? Because whether we're excited about the potential of a brand new day or dreading it, change is the constant. Right? My favorite quote from Ernest Holmes is, "Nature will not let us stay in one place too long. She will let us stay just long enough to gather the experience necessary to the unfolding and advancement of our soul." Right, right. Nature won't let us stay in a place too long. Our soul is constantly advancing. And that's the truth, that's the fact, the divine action that is always taking place and always moving into a greater expression of itself. And we get to choose how we want to live that. Right? And I wonder if maybe the stories we tell ourselves about change aren't the limiting factor that we live. So here's some examples. Here are the stories I tell myself about change. See if you can relate it any. Change is going to be hard, right? It's just going to be hard. Well, you know what? It's true. It's a true story. Change is going to be hard because it takes strength to jump out of a rut, right? And onto a new path. But oh, the vistas that open up when we do. You know, I remember when I left my 20-year career in TV news to follow my path in ministry. And it was hard. It was very hard. It was, first of all, just hard to choose, to decide, to make that choice. And then the steps of stepping into the unknown, step by step by step. But, you know, there was also an ease because I was following my heart. Things just fell into place. That's what happens, right? Things that I could never have predicted. And looking back, there isn't a moment I regret of that journey. That was my journey, and I love it. But it's hard, so change is hard. Change is going to be uncomfortable, right? Yes, that's the other piece. And yes, change is going to be uncomfortable because, you know what? It's not easy to stretch. It's not easy to stretch, at least not at first. You know, a year ago, I joined a Pilates studio. And I have to tell you, I still find muscles that I have not moved for quite a while. And I can't tell you how good it feels to be just more flexible, more grounded, more strong, right? And it's not just stretching your body, but stretching your mind too. Another example, I just started taking French lessons online, because why not? Learn a language, right? But I have to tell you, it's pretty uncomfortable because my mouth does not make those sounds, you know? It's like, what? Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour, darling, you know? Merci beaucoup, what? It's uncomfortable and discouraging at times. Thankfully, I don't have an audience. But you know what? It's fun. It's fun to try something new and to just activate my brain, right? So, hard, uncomfortable. Here's my third one. Change is unpredictable, right? Right? Another fact. And it's scary. In fact, downright terrifying at times. You know, we love to be in control. But, you know, that really means that we already know how to do it, right? Because we've done it already. So, actually, it's not even new. But here's something that saved me when I faced the fear of doing something new. I once heard that our body has the same sensation and then chemical reaction to anxiety as it does to excitement. It's just our brain that tells us one is good, one is bad, or labels it. So I remind myself of that choice every time I give a talk or face that fear of public speaking. I just tell myself, you know what? I'm excited. That's why my body's so energized right now. Right? But that simple reframe makes such a difference. So, you know, what story are you telling yourself about change? I think that's, and how might it be limiting you? I think that's the other question. Interesting question to consider. There's a great quote by Joseph Campbell that's been resonating with me as I've worked on this talk. It says, "We must be willing to let go of the life that we had planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us." You have to let go in order to move on. And, you know, newness is always waiting for us. A life filled with possibilities for a new and better and greater expression of this divine life. We just need to step out of that comfort zone, right? And into the flow of change, because change has a flow to it when we embrace it. Yeah. And so there's that question again, how do we do that? How do we step out of our comfort zone and into the flow of change? Well, what helps me is remembering that we're part of something larger than ourselves. We're part of the universal energy of spirit. As the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh says, enlightenment for the wave in the ocean is the moment the wave realizes that it is water. When we realize we're not separate, but part of the huge ocean of everything, we become enlightened, right? We are that wave in the ocean of life. We are one with everything, right? And we're also that unique wave, right? With a unique purpose that no one else on the planet can fulfill. And here's the thing, you know, we are here. We are made for exactly this time, this day, this brand new day, right now. I know this in my heart, you know, I'm supposed to be here. This is what I'm here to do, to be. I'm part of that larger piece. But my head tells me, well, but maybe not yet today. I think there's one more class, or yeah, that book, I haven't finished that book yet. Then I'll be ready, right? But my heart, my soul, you know, tells me, no, yeah, today, right now, step forward. This is it. And you know what occurs to me is that we have all each had a unique opportunity to practice living in the unknown and building the tools that we need to succeed. It's called surviving the pandemic, okay? We did that. You know, just by being here right now, we are living proof that we are enough and that we're ready. Right? We're ready to be our true full self. There's no need to hesitate. And there's this forward force gently pushing us from behind, and we can trust it. You know, I remember when I first said yes to being a practitioner, and then later as a minister, I always had this distinct feeling of this soft pressure in the small of my back, right? Just urging me forward. You know, it was spirit. And speaking words of reassurance, like, I got your back. Just one more small step. I know the way. You know, to trust that. In religious science, we call that the divine urge that is just always seeking a greater expression through us and as us. The urge of the soul continually calls us to be brave, to step out into that greater self, to embrace the unknown, and to live the truth of our enoughness. We can always choose to ignore our purpose, live a nice small life, you know, all safe and small. But not only are we missing out, the world is missing out. Because we're here for a larger purpose than just ourselves, right? Marianne Williamson reminds us, each of us has a unique part to play in the healing of the world. Each of us has a unique part to play in the healing of the world. So the question, of course, so what is your unique part? And of course, the major question, how do I find it? If I have it, how do I find it, right? Well, the best answer that I found has two elements. The first is be brave. I'm sorry, the first is be curious, and the second is be brave, okay? Be curious, be brave. So first, the curiosity. You know, what is it that makes your heart sing? What's your secret power? The skill, the talent, the ability that makes you uniquely you, right? You might have a knack for just connecting things, putting things together that other people don't see, right? Or perhaps you're a great listener and people just naturally feel safe and comfortable around you, right? There's a range of skills and unique gifts that we have. One of the ways is just to ask a friend, what makes me special? What do you see in me, right? But those are the unique gifts that we're here to develop and then share, and share with the world. So be curious, what are yours? And that leads to the second element, which is be brave. Brave enough to try something new, right? It doesn't have to be big. Even the smallest little step in the direction of the unknown is enough to start that ball rolling. Take a class, one of those offered here at Vision. Learn French, you know. Join a group that shares your interests and expands your understanding, right? Volunteer to be of help to those in need, right? Last week, Reverend Diane talked about the different agencies that are helping the homeless out here. My husband Michael and I we deliver Meals on Wheels a couple of times a month just to help, right? To step out and be of help to others. That in itself. And it takes bravery. It takes courage. True. But the key is to take a step because you never know where it's going to lead. It's like a magnet, something will be drawn into your life and your experience. The smallest step will attract the larger, a larger purpose to you, guaranteed. You can always come to me. If it didn't happen, I'll give you your money back, guaranteed. So be curious, be brave. Discover the unique part that you play in the healing of the world. After all, we are an integral part of the creative process that is always moving in and through our lives. Emma Curtis Hopkins says, "Spirit moves in me and through me to will and to do all that is need to be done by me." Spirit moves in me and through me to will and to do all that is to be done by me, right? We're co-creators here. We need to step up and do our part. The truth, the fact is, wherever we are placed, it's by divine appointment. We may not even know why Spirit is or how it's using us at any one time, but we can be assured that it is. It definitely is. It reminds me of the story of a traveler in the Far East. He and his local guide were walking through the marketplace, and they came across one of the booths, and inside was a tapestry maker. And the traveler kind of stopped at this really strange sight he saw in this booth. On the one side, a man was standing, and he was shouting at a large loom that was on the other side of the booth. And as he shouted, the next line of threads appeared, woven into the tapestry, almost by magic. And he's like, so he turns to his guide, he's like, what is this? And the guide says, well, you see, this man is a master weaver, and he's instructing his apprentice, who's behind the loom, key, what color thread to use and where to put it. Only the weaver knows the entire design, so it's vital that the apprentice do exactly as the master commands. Right? And the traveler is like, okay, got that. But does the apprentice ever make a mistake? And the guide says, oh, sometimes. But the weaver rarely has the boy take out the thread. Instead, being the great artist, he simply works the mistake into the design. Into the design, right? And, you know, that's very much, I think, how spirit works with us, right? In our lives, we can't see the pattern of our life that spirit is weaving because we're on the other side of the loom, okay? We're just sitting there in this pile of threads, not of threads, and are just putting one after another. Occasionally, we can get just a glimpse of the design. But as soon as we think we have it pegged, yeah, a different color is called, and it all changes, right? So we have to trust that the master weaver knows. And like the apprentice, we sometimes make mistakes too, right? We put in the red thread instead of the violet. We put the knot in the wrong place it crookedly. But spirit makes that part of the design as well. Our work is simply to trust the process, just staying open to the unknown of change, no matter what our story, the story that we tell ourselves about it. Right? Just be the channel for the greater good to flow through us. After all, we are here to be of service to the newness of the world. Anne Frank once wrote, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to wait a single moment before starting to do our part to improve the world. The world needs each of us to step out of that comfort zone and to step up into who we are here to be. Remember, you have a place that no one else can fill. So be curious. Be brave. You are ready for this brand new day. Yes. Thank you very much.